Now over to France, which is home to the largest Russian Orthodox cemetery outside of Russia. The century-old necropolis has gotten caught up in Vladimir Putin's war in Ukraine. Eleanor Beardsley reports.
Birds sing among the birch and pine trees at the Russian Orthodox Cemetery in Sainte-Geneviève-des-Bois. Just 30 minutes south of the hubbub of Paris, this peaceful historical place feels suspended in time. Orthodox crosses and cupolas adorn the graves of 12,000 people who fled their country to make new lives in France. Most of those buried here came in the first great wave of Russian émigrés, known as White Russians, fleeing the Bolshevik Revolution.
France was the worldwide capital of the white immigration. Paris was the worldwide capital.
That's Nicolas Lopoukhin, head of the Russian Orthodox Graves Maintenance Committee.
It's not easy to understand.
He shows me the grave of ballet dancer Rudolf Nureyev, filmmaker Andrei Karkovsky, and the children and grandchildren of writer Leo Tolstoy. Lopoukhin says the cemetery, which was founded in 1927, is well known in Russia.
You know, when Russians are coming in France, Paris, they are visiting two things, Eiffel Tower and cemetery in Saint-Geneviève-des-Bois. Of course.
In November 2000, the cemetery had a special visitor, newly elected President Vladimir Putin. Jean-Pierre Lamotte was there that day visiting a family grave in the cemetery's French section. Today, he's president of the association Friends of the History of Sainte-Geneviève-des-Bois.
And I see a big Mercedes coming, and I saw Putin with his wife coming in the cemetery. They go to put flowers in some grave. I was very surprised because he was very shy, very shy. He don't speak, he don't talk, he don't ask any question.
Now the chaos of Putin's war is disturbing the cemetery's tranquility. It began with an article in French daily Le Monde, which called the cemetery's future uncertain due to the war. In France, land for a gravesite is rented from the local government in what's known as a concession. When a concession expires and the grave is abandoned, the government can take back the plot, remove the remains, and bury someone else there. Le Monde hinted at the possible repossession of tombs by the French state. Lopoukhin, switching to French, says the newspaper ignited a firestorm in Russia.
Une hystérie complète.
There has been hysteria in the Russian media because the notion of a cemetery concession does not exist in Russia. They don't understand it.
Since 2008, the Russian government had been paying to renew the dozens of concessions that expire here every year. But with the Ukraine war and Western financial sanctions against the Kremlin, that arrangement has been suspended.
Conclusion, russophobie.
They've concluded that there is russophobia sweeping France. They even spoke of the tombs of Nureyev and Nobel literature winner Ivan Bunin being razed by bulldozers.
Lopoukhin says this cemetery is classified as a national monument, so graves can't be disturbed. He says there is a real issue of graves with long-gone family falling into disrepair, but that has nothing to do with the war in Ukraine. I meet 75-year-old Christian Payotin, worriedly looking for his mother's grave. She was a Russian émigré and died in 1979. He remembers strolling here with her as a boy. He became worried after seeing the article in Le Monde because he hasn't visited in a long while.
She came from Petrograd. The name of this city was Petrograd. And after Petrograd, Leningrad, and today, St. Petersburg. After the revolution, Russian Revolution, there was many, many problems because my mother was an aristocrat and she had to leave Russia.
Payotin says his mother revered her homeland until family visited her for the first time in the 1960s. He tells me in French how she could no longer relate to them.
L'écart était trop grand.
The gulf between them was too huge, he says. She was now French and had become used to freedom and a very different way of looking at the world. His mother's grave is covered in weeds, but the tombstone is solid. Payotin says he's relieved to find out she has a concession for perpetuity. He says he will make sure her grave is now tended as well. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Sainte-Geneviève-des-Bois.